T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, there's a report today about me out there that I want to clarify and just get to quickly. I don't want to spend a lot of time on it because we're not going to spend a whole lot of dwell on it a lot in the next month or so. I will be leaving afternoon drive after the in December sometime. Here's the statement from the company. Mike Francesa will continue to be part of WFAN and will soon have an expanded role on radio.com. While we are still finalizing details, this is an exciting move to bring more of Mike's iconic sports talk content to fans across the broadcast and digital world in new and engaging ways, wherever and however loyal sports fans want it. Stay tuned as we will be sharing more details in the weeks to come. So I have agreed to a deal with Radio.com, which is owned wholly by Entercom, which owns WFAN. I will not be leaving the Entercom family or leaving WFAN. Exactly what I'll be doing for WFAN, I don't know yet. Let them say that when it happens, once we get there. But I won't be doing an afternoon drive after December. I will be doing stuff for radio.com regularly. I will be doing some things, you know, for fan at times, as it hasn't been specified yet exactly, whether it's still having a relationship with sponsors or doing an event somewhere or maybe being involved on the air in some way, you know, here and there. I just won't be doing the daily afternoon drive anymore. I will be doing some content for radio.com daily, you know, for a lot of weeks during the year. And that'll, I will be doing a commentary every morning. And this allows me to be freed up to basically, you know, travel if I want or not be here in the wintertime, or be involved with my kids who are all going to be in high school as of next year, which is very important for me as they go through high school years, that I want to be able to get to their games and, you know, how much you do as far as, and be a father, really, and be able to be there for all their events and everything before they go off to college in a couple of years. I have two that are freshmen and one that'll be in high school next year, two that are freshmen in high school this year. They grow up very quick, and before you know it, they'll all be in college. So and so these are very important years for me as a father, and that's important to me, very important, you know, maybe more so than a lot of people because, you know, I didn't grow up with a father. So being a father is very important to me. It really is. It's like my number one job, and I want to dedicate as much time to them as I can in terms of their schedules and everything else. But I want to make it clear that I'm not leaving the Entercom family or the FAN family. I'll still be around, and I'll do some things as we work it out. But you'll have a new afternoon drive show starting in January. I don't know who it'll be. I have not been told. I have nothing to do with who they're picking, nor would I want to. But like I said, I'll still be part of the family and will be for. I signed a 3-year deal exclusively with Entercom to stay with Radio.com and with FAN and to provide some content for them. They also bought the Mics On app, so they own all the old content. They have all the content that I've done. They own all the Mike and the Mad Dog content, so they own all the history of the show for the 20 years where Dog and I did it, then the 12 years where I've done it by myself. All that content is all owned by Radio.com. It'll all be available on Radio.com. Everything we have will be available there. Anything I add will be available there. So that's how we'll be doing this. I will be with you to the end of this. And really, this has been in the works for a while. When I came back, I told them I wasn't going to stay that long as far as the schedule went, as far as doing it every day. I don't like the winters anymore. I want to try to get to Florida as much as I can in the winter, back and forth. I have to go back and forth because my kids are still in high school. But I want to go back and forth when I can. And I just think, as I've told you in the past, that I wanted to see, I think that I've been in there and had this wonderful position for a very long time, but it's time for somebody else to have it. It really is. So, and I hope to, you know, be involved in some different ways. We'll see how it works out. But I'm not leaving. I'm not retiring. I'll still be involved. I just won't be involved as, you know, every day and as daily as I've been in the past. That's all. So be a little less. But I will be involved in some ways. And I will be involved on radio.com where all the content will be. I have my own area there. And I will build with it and planning some new things with that. I will be doing commentary there. I will be doing programming there. I will be doing a whole bunch of different things. Some of it sports, not even, and some of it non-sports, too, that I'll be free to do some different things, too, so that I'm looking at. So that will start after this, you know, after we get to the holidays this year. Then that will finish up my time in the afternoon drive, which will, hey, I've been there since 1989. It's a very long time. When I left, I didn't expect to come back. When I did, I came back for a lot of reasons, of which it doesn't matter what they are now. And the company, let me tell you, has been very good to me. Entercom, whether it's David who runs the company or Susan Larkin, they've been very good to me. They asked me to sign a long-term contract. I said, no, it's just not what I wanted to do anymore. I didn't want to be committed unless I would want to be committed every day and go in there every day. And I just thought I had done it long enough that I didn't want to be committed in that way. I don't want to retire. I still want to do some commentary and do some programming and stuff, but I don't want to be scheduled and locked into it every single day. There's other things I want to do. So I want to finish up this, and I'm not going to dwell on it because, you know, I did this once before and we went through a whole retirement thing, so we're not going to do that again. But I just want everyone to know about it since it's coming up pretty quickly. So that's where it stands. And like I said, I still will be around doing some stuff on Fan. I don't know exactly what yet. We haven't worked it all out. But I will be involved with Radio.com, which is part of Entercom anyway, in a big way in the years to come as that continues to grow. And I think that's going to be a very important entity in broadcasting in the years to come. I think they have a very good idea about how to do this stuff as the digital becomes foreign, you know, much more a big part of everything on a daily basis. And the world continues to change in terms of, you know, podcasts and all different things. We'll have a lot of stuff there and have a lot to do with what's going on at radio.com. So just want everyone to know that. And again, there's not a lot of time to spend on, we've spent the time doing what we always do, which is sports. But I just want everyone to know where we are and know that this is going to be my last month coming up as far as this. And listen, I can tell you honestly now, since it's all out there, that I had planned to leave in August. We had planned this for a year for me to leave in August. And at the last minute, they asked me to stay one more, you know, one more season. And because they just weren't ready yet with what they wanted to do. They're still working on how they wanted to, you know, proceed after I left. So I stayed. So, but we had been planning. This is not a surprise to people in the company. They've known about this all along. It was going to happen in August. And then they asked me to stay in December. So I said, okay. They have been very good to me since they took over. I haven't had any issues with them. They've been very nice. There's nothing to do with money or anything like that. They've been very generous to me with everything that they've given me. And they offered me to stay. They offered me a long-term afternoon drive contract, which I just said I don't want to do it anymore. I've done it long enough, and I think it's time for someone else to do. And that's how I really felt about it. And I felt that when I left the first time. But, you know, there were some things that came up that they needed some help with, so I came back to do it. I know that was a little strange, but there was some things going on behind the scenes that aren't important now. That just, you know, business stuff that needed to be taken care of. So I think the place is ready for it now, and I'm looking to make that transition. So and looking forward to whoever sits in here, then hope they do very well. And I think the station will do just fine. There's a lot of, you know, new faces and new people involved, and that's the way it should be. I mean, that's the, you know, it's time for the next generation. It's time for the next group to come along. I've held the best job there is in this town. I've had it for over 30 years, every day for over 30 years. That's an incredible, you know, accomplishment to do that. And also, it's been my, you know, honor and joy to do it every day. I've loved it. I've had the best job. I've loved the job I've had. And I highly recommend it to whoever is going to be in this position come January. So that's basically it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.